Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this is the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast that gives you very quick movie reviews so you can actually get to the movies and series that are worth watching and skip the ones that you don't. Don't forget about the ongoing contest on my Twitter. Each retweet of my tweets gets one entry for the Thor Love and Thunder Funko Pops. The entry will, the contest will actually be finishing on July 8th. And I'll be doing a live drawing for those. So the dad joke actually comes from Zach Deuce again this week. Thank you, Zach. And how does a penguin build its house? He glues it together. He glues it together. How terrible is that? Well, if you laughed, if you didn't, sorry about that. And if you really hated it, you can send that hatred to Zach. And his personal information is as follows. I'm just kidding. Send me those terrible ones, terrible jokes that you have at OMMRpodcast on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram, or email me at OMMRpodcast. I will read it, and I will give you credit for it. The other day, my sons were wrestling before school, as one does, apparently. I have three sons, ages 6, 11, and 16. 6, 10, and 16. Wow, I'm going to get grief for that one. So middle son was in a headlock from oldest son, a pretty good one, but they were just goofing around, so I let it go. Then all of a sudden you hear this, Bucky is alive, which is, of course, a reference from Avengers Endgame. And it worked because he was released by the oldest son as we all started dying in laughter. It was just one of those fun moments where you're getting ready to go to school. It's the end of the year. They've mentally checked out. But it was fun to see them have fun together and getting ready to wind the school year up and get into a fun summer. But enough of that nonsense. What do you guys really want to get into? You want the movie review. This one is American Underdog. It's currently on Hulu. It's got a runtime of 1 hour and 51 minutes. It's got a quick casting of Zach Levi, Annie Paquin? I always say her name. Anna Paquin and Dennis Quaid. It's got a rating of PG, which is very fitting for this one. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go for Underdog. What's it about? It's the true story of Kurt Warner's rise from obscurity to NFL football glory. Why to watch it? I actually knew a lot about this story and before the movie came out. And from what I can tell, it's really accurate. It shows some perseverance, that's for sure. I personally related to his struggles and his family went through, because it caused me to root for him that he had made it and somehow we all can make it as a result if we just try harder in our lives. They humanized Brenda Warner, which is saying something because she was really villainized for a couple of years from the media. Why to skip it? They really tell everything about his life, even the most mundane details. This movie runs really long at parts and doesn't seem to really go anywhere. It just feels really long and unnecessary, but in fairness, I don't know what they could have cut out instead of it. One of the biggest flaws in this one is they make a big deal in the opening scenes about being a Super Bowl MVP, and yet somehow they put their entire focus on Kurt's first NFL game, which I understand why they did it, but as a result, it made the rest of the movie feel totally disconnected, and it was a massive mistake, in my opinion. Rating out of 10. I think this one gets a 5 out of 10 for me. It's not bad, but it's not great. I feel like it's a watch once and forget it. So this is your 1 minute movie review for American Underdog. Please feel free to share me with a friend or an enemy. It doesn't matter to me. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we start with podcasting nothing and get all the way to the Super Bowl and became the MVP. Wait, what? There's no Super Bowl. What is the Super Bowl for podcasting? 1,000 followers? Maybe? I don't know. Till next week, folks.